Australia's COVID-19 response. Australia has demonstrated it is well prepared for and has excellent health systems to respond to COVID-19. Australia's response has been built on the principles of containment, capacity and collaboration in accordance with expert scientific evidence. It includes health measures to suppress the initial spread of the virus, build capacity in our health system to prepare for a rapid increase in patient demand, and drawing on strong governance mechanisms to ensure collaborative decision making. It has been underpinned by a strong primary healthcare sector founded on the principles of universal health coverage and supported by an established and resilient public health system. All areas of the health sector are actively engaged in the national response. Australia's response to COVID-19 is led by a national cabinet, which includes the Prime Minister and First Ministers from each state and territory. The Australian government has expert medical and scientific committees that provide continual advice and guidance informing Australia's response to COVID-19. Australia remains concerned by the pandemic's disproportionate effect on vulnerable groups. Australia continues to closely monitor and respond to issues as they arise in a manner that is proportionate to the level of risk and consistent with human rights. The government's COVID-19 National Health Plan outlines a comprehensive range of measures intended to protect all Australians, including high-risk populations and vulnerable groups such as the elderly, persons with a disability, chronic health conditions, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Australia has implemented a number of measures under the Biosecurity Act 2015 that both defend human rights through the protection of the right to the highest attainable standard of health, while also temporarily impeding human rights through restrictions to travel and therefore freedom of movement. These temporary restrictions have been deemed necessary and consistent with international human rights law. The restrictions are continually reviewed to ensure people are not restricted beyond that necessary to protect the health of the population. The Australian response also includes a range of measures to mitigate the economic impacts of COVID-19, including direct economic support to Australian households and businesses. Central to the response was the JobKeeper payment to keep Australians employed, and the Early Childhood Education and Care Relief Package to support childcare services to remain open and to provide free childcare for those families who need it. The Australian government has also temporarily bolstered the Social Security safety net to assist Australians who have lost their jobs or had their hours of work reduced as a result of the COVID-19 outbreak to receive extra assistance. The Australian government is monitoring all vaccine candidates in clinical trials. We welcome any developments towards a safe and effective vaccine and continue to follow our rigorous regulatory procedures in Australia to ensure that vaccine candidates are effective and safe for use. Australia's COVID-19 vaccine and treatment strategy outlines our investment in promising vaccines and treatments and how these will be safely, fairly and rapidly delivered to Australians. I will now hand to my colleague Andrew Rose from the Department of Home Affairs.
Madam President, Excellencies,